Illinois' unprecedented budget impasse has ended for now, and just in the nick of time. Legislators passed a partial budget Thursday on the final day of fiscal year 2016, but it's only a temporary solve. I'm Amanda Vinicky with NPR Illinois. The stalemate went longer than anyone thought possible. Since it began last July, rape crisis centers have closed, Meals on Wheels stopped delivering food to senior citizens, and Illinois' credit rating dropped. Meanwhile, a public university threatened to close. Others laid off faculty, chasing students out of state, and polls show residents' faith in their political leaders justifiably sank. For a full year, that didn't seem to sway either Governor Bruce Rauner or the Democrats who controlled the General Assembly. Rauner was holding out for passage of his controversial so-called turnaround agenda. Democrats were holding out for him to drop it. In a way, that's what happened.
Many previous efforts to implement a more comprehensive budget failed due to the governor's insistence on the inclusion of his agenda that would drive down middle-class wages and the standard of living. The difference today is that the governor has dropped his demand that his agenda be considered before a budget could be approved.
That's House Speaker Michael Madigan, the Democrat often credited or condemned, depending on your perspective, for refusing to concede to any of the governor's demands. It's true that Rauner did not, in fact, tie the temporary spending plan to things like making it harder for injured workers to be compensated or diminishing union rights. But Rauner has not abandoned his agenda.
I've been very clear on two things from day one, and those two things aren't changing, and they will not change. One is I will not sign off on an unbalanced budget, and I'm not going to. And number two, I will not sign off on any new taxes without meaningful structural reform.
Rauner says what passed isn't a budget, it's a bridge, a compromise that will get money flowing. In that, at least, he has agreement from Democrats like Senator Donny Trotter of Chicago.
It's more of like a pressure release valve that we're allowing people just to breathe a little bit more, but we certainly are not undoing the damage that we've done to this state by not working together, by not doing our jobs.
The package relieves pressure pretty much across the board. The governor had warned that absent a budget, construction on roads would stop. Instead, the only halt in major road work will be to help travelers out over the holiday weekend. And social service groups, think cervical cancer screenings, programs for autistic kids, homelessness prevention, will finally get paid for work the state contracted them to do. The Rauner administration itself will have authority to pay the state's utility bills, and school superintendents from poor districts worried their classrooms could see no state funding will instead get an increase. CPS could also see a windfall if the city council approves a property tax hike as authorized in the budget package. That comes despite Republicans' repeated insistence they would not help Chicago with what they derided as a bailout. Senate GOP leader Christine Rodonio says this isn't one.
There is no Chicago bailout. What has traditionally happened in this state is when there's a crisis in the city legislators come hat in hand and ask for a state bailout. That did not happen. We held firm on that.
As in, Chicago will only get more than $200 million from the state if the General Assembly gets on board with something Rauner wants. Something that will ease the state's financial pressures, an overhaul of government pension systems. It's a calculated political trade-off. Republicans give in to something Democrats want, helping CPS and other districts that have a lot of kids in poverty, but Democrats have to agree to cutting state employees' retirement benefits, something their union-heavy base won't like. In other words, a compromise. That's why the measure sailed through the House and Senate with little opposition. Little, but not none. Representative Jack Franks is a Democrat from Marengo.
Politics here is trumping sound public policy, because that's what this is. This is so we can avoid the hard questions before an election.
Ultimately, he was among just a handful of legislators who voted against the bipartisan deal. Not that it mattered. The governor signed the spending bill within hours of it passing the General Assembly. It's a win for him and for legislators on both sides of the aisle. They can finally tell voters they've done something. Illinois, at long last, has a budget. For a while, anyway. While K-12 schools get a full year of funding, everything else is just enough to cover state operations until just after the November elections. I'm Amanda Vinicky.